The Star Report with Sasha Star.
It's been a bad week for Alec Baldwin.
Really?
Yes.
Balding. What?
What? Not sure if you've ever had an instance where someone was keeping a parking space for you and another car pulled in.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, did you assault the person? I hope not.
But no, what Alec you do is you wait for them to go and then you take and then you take matchsticks and you put it in there in the tires, like flat tires.
Speaking from experience.
No, somebody told me about it. I would never do such a thing.
Well, Alec Baldwin unfortunately went completely the opposite way. He actually assaulted the driver, also verbally harassed him, and was charged with assault and harassment after he was arrested. And he went on Twitter following the incident and said, "Normally I would not comment on something as egregiously misstated as today's story. However, the assertion that I punched anyone over a parking spot is false." So people said, "Well, then why did you punch him?"
And the answer was?
Well, he's not really going to tell us. But as a result, his
But the answer was, "I didn't punch." The answer wasn't, "I didn't punch him."
Yes, the answer was, "I didn't punch him over a parking ticket." You've got to read between the lines.
I punched him because dun 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 dun. That's what we're waiting for.
I mean, okay. No one knew that Alec Baldwin had a TV show, a talk show,
really?
On Sunday nights. But now, as a result of this incident, his show has been moved to 10 o'clock on Saturday night, when no one is going to watch it.
Wow, what are people doing on a Saturday night?
I hope something more interesting than watching Alec Baldwin.
Put it on at 4 o'clock in the morning, like, really?
Well, I would really love to be doing this one Saturday night in June. I'm not sure it's going to happen. But the six-year-old in me is singing because the Spice Girls are going on a reunion tour.
No, really?
I had posters of the Spice Girls in my room, as apparently did Adele, who is equally excited. She actually posted a photograph.
How come she's never done a cover of any of their songs?
It's a good point, but I have a better idea. So for this tour, we're getting 4 out of 5 Spice Girls. We're getting Scary, Baby, Ginger, and Sporty. But Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice, isn't joining them. So I think Adele should fill in.
Nah.
No?
I don't know. Spice. I don't know. I don't think she's spicy.
You don't think? No. Have you ever heard Adele? That girl has a mouth in her. She's very spicy.
No, but I mean, not in that kind of way. It's like the Spice Girls were just spicy.
You know what? They embodied girl power. They really were sort of part of the feminist movement for me as a little girl. And they're going to be performing in June throughout the UK. Only 6 shows. And according to Mel B, who was the first to drop rumors of the reunion tour, she believes that Victoria is actually going to join them for one night when they perform at Wembley Stadium.
Do you think she just doesn't want to be Posh Spice anymore? Maybe she wants to be Soccer Spice.
I think she realized that she couldn't sing and she doesn't really want to just sort of be there. And
I'm going to play something for you just before news headlines.
Victoria Beckham
singing. And you
Beckham
tell me if you think any of them can sing. Okay. But I have to say, it's very, very, very catchy tunes. Very
I'm catchy. Biased. I was a 6-year-old. That said, keeping with the feminist movement, and that is Alyssa Milano. So she actually started the hashtag MeToo campaign. She was the first person to put out a tweet saying, "Share your experiences of sexual harassment." And this started the MeToo campaign. She has now declared that she will not be speaking at the Women's March.
Oh, she's going to speak at the Men's March.
No, she's not speaking at the Women's March because it is organized by Tamika Mallory and Linda Sarsour. And as you may recall those names, they are associated with Louis Farrakhan.
Yes.
And he has...
He's shouting death to the United States every 5 seconds.
The United States, anti-Semitism, homophobic and transphobic comments. And Alyssa has now said any time that there's bigotry or anti-Semitism in that respect, it needs to be called out and addressed. I'm disappointed in the leadership of the Women's March that they haven't done it adequately. And as a result, she said she is not going to be participating. So I think that's a wonderful stance on her part when it comes to stamping out hate.
Wasn't Alyssa Milano in Who's the Boss?
She was, when she was very, very young.
I loved that series. I loved that series.
So she's the boss. I think she's the boss now. If you're interested in movies, I have exciting news.
Okay, never mind. Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going.
Gladiator, after 18 years, is getting a sequel.
I don't think I saw it first time around.
Really? Mm. Okay. Well, you were a few, I think.
I did. He's with that Australian.
Russell Crowe and Maximus.
Yeah. I did see it.
So, spoiler alert, he died in the first film. So, he's not going to be appearing. But it's going to follow the son of Lucilla, who was Connie Nielsen's character. And is also the nephew of the Emperor Commodus, who was Joaquin Phoenix's character.
I know, he was brilliant in that movie.
Yes, Ridley Scott back at the helm. No other details as yet, but I think definitely going to go for Oscar buzz with that one. Breaking Bad, the TV series with 5 seasons, is now getting a movie. So a 2-hour-long feature is going to be shooting from next month. And that will, we don't know if it's going to be on television or in the cinemas, but lots of fans excited about that. And finally, it's been a very, very good week for this individual. Would you like to guess who has been named as People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive?
Not Simon.
Sadly not. He came as a runner-up.
Oh, wait, Simon's hot, right?
Yeah.
We said he was hot, okay.
He is a runner-up, but he didn't win.
Sexiest Man Alive.
Yes.
Does he have grey hair?
Not exactly, no.
Does he have salt and pepper hair?
His beard is definitely getting a bit of white in it, yes.
I have no idea.
Idris Elba.
Really?
Yes, yeah. People very excited about this. True. Saying definitely correct decision. And he's been very humble about it, very sweet. He says, my mum is going to be very proud, and he's called it a massive ego boost for sure. So I think people did well. The people have spoken, they spoke well, and that's your Star Report for this week.
Thank you, Sasha.